just made the list.
Yeah, this is according to ESPN's Pete Thamel. Missouri is targeting Memphis athletic director Laird Veach to be the school's next athletic director, sources told ESPN. Veach has been at Memphis since October 2019 and brings SEC experience from his time at Florida from 2017 through 19 when he was an executive athletic director. He's set to replace Desiree Reed-Francois, who left for Arizona in February. He'll be the fourth athletic director at the school since 2016. Veach is a former Kansas State football captain and worked in athletics from 2010 to 17 at Kansas State. He also worked at Missouri in various development roles from 97 to 2002. His football experience along all stops is compelling to Missouri officials. So that is Pete Thamel's tweet that as more or less anytime we start to get, when you get the Pete Thamel school is targeting or, you know, targeting, it's the careful way of wording that Missouri is beginning the process of naming Laird Veach as their next athletic director. And so I think obviously the first question would be who would replace Laird? And I think there's a couple of thoughts now that I think you have to consider. Number one, with Memphis having the announcement on Friday with FedEx and the NIL contributions, I think you would want somebody that has at least a working relationship or someone that could get a working relationship with the powers that be at FedEx very quickly, because this is such a unique partnership that they have with Memphis. It's something that is likely to give them an advantage, and that's something that you'd want to continue to capitalize on. Then number two, I mean, I think there's going to be a big question of what are you looking for in terms of an athletic director? I think at the top of everyone's mind is going to be conference realignment. Is there a candidate out there that you feel like is going to give you an advantage in trying to move up in the world of conference realignment? And then I think the other big questions are, okay, are we still looking for someone with football experience? Are we looking someone more with basketball? Obviously, you'd rather have someone that checks all the boxes. But then I think inevitably it brings up an interesting question of what type of job did Laird Veach do? And I have felt for a while Laird Veach's job performance was going to look better on paper and maybe history would be kinder to than general sentiment. Because oftentimes you can have leaders that are going to be wildly popular and when they leave, everyone feels pretty good about it. But then with the gift of hindsight, you look back and you're like, man, what did we really accomplish? But I think on paper, Laird Veach has a lot of accomplishments. Number one, we've been talking about a football stadium, whether it be improvements, whether it be a on-campus stadium, whatnot. We've been talking about that for as long as I can remember. And it's really never gone anywhere. And yes, you needed a specific moment in time where the state of Tennessee is doling out cash, but he made it happen. And we now are going to see upgrades that are desperately needed at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. And oftentimes one of the first things that you get judged upon is building facilities. And that is a huge, huge, huge part. Again, whether or not, you know, how much credit do you get? How much credit do you deserve? Like, those are all other things. But I do not think it's undeniable. Memphis got through the IARP process exceptionally well. And even though now maybe you're in a point in time where how much would that have mattered one way or the other, the reality is that was a big deal when Memphis essentially they get through the IRP pretty much scot-free. Yes, you wind up with Penny getting a suspension later, but if you would have given any school the result that Memphis got, which is essentially no real sanctions and maybe your head coach gets suspended for 3 games to start the season, I think most would have gone for that. I think a key part for this is, regardless of how one may or may not feel, it does feel like he has gotten football back on track. And we were talking about it at the start of the show. We talked about it last week. The excitement, the anticipation for a football season in which perhaps you could be seeing a playoff team. They made the decision to stick with Ryan Silverfield. And right now they're in position to capitalize and have a massive, massive season. While he obviously is not the person that brought Penny Hardaway back to Memphis or made him the head coach at Memphis, they do have two tournament appearances under his watch. And is the basketball program at an all-time high? No. But it also doesn't feel like the basketball program, despite a setback this year, is in a position where they can't get back. So I've always felt that history was going to be a lot kinder to Laird Veach than maybe general sentiment, because he's never going to be the PR face, the rah-rah guy. Like, that's just not going to be it. He's kind of a roll your sleeves up, let's go to work. And I think from that perspective, I think he's done a very, very good job. And do you get some breaks along the way with the money for the stadium? Sure. But there have been multiple opportunities where there could have been things that got done, didn't get done, and he got it done. And so I offer my congratulations to Laird Veach, who moves on to Missouri. Obviously, it's so early in the process. We're not really even throwing around names yet for his replacement. But I do have to think somehow a relationship with FedEx is going to have to be, if not something that is pre-existing, something that can easily be formed, a relationship with FedEx.